We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Offside Shenanigans. Today we'll be talking about our daily fantasy players to grab and our predictions for the games this week. To start off with daily fantasy players to grab, on DraftKings, these players go for these amounts. The first player I have is Roma Dunze. He is by far Caleb Williams' favorite target to start off this season. And I don't expect it to slow down. He's been playing amazing. He's one of the very few bright spots on that offense. I just expect him to continue playing great, especially against a Dallas team that's been really bad against the pass. I think you can make that same argument for players on Dallas against Bears, for how bad they've been against the pass also. Another player, Juan Johnson, he's only going for 3,900. If I didn't say how much Dunze was going for, he was only going for 53 still, which is crazy to me also. Juwan Johnson's been a powerhouse with the targets and one of Ritter's favorite targets on that team, like overall. I think he's been averaging like 7 targets per game, and he's a red zone favorite, so that's even bigger win. So I'd expect him to be really good this week also. Jordan Mason, with Aaron Jones' injury, he would be a great pick, I think. Great running back play if you grab one of the top tier running backs. He's only at 5,400. And I think that could be really good value for how much I think that's, it's going to be primarily running that game. He's probably going to have a lot of touches. And then Caleb Williams. Again, like I said, I think this will probably be a shootout game, a lot of passing on both sides of the ball. So I think you couldn't go wrong with either Caleb or Dak. Caleb's just a cheaper option at 5,600.
Yeah, I mean, so you have a lot in the Dallas-Chicago game. I have a lot in the Dallas-Chicago game. I think that, so two of the guys you just said are probably going to be chalky. Two of the guys are not going to be. And the two that I think aren't going to be are Roma Dunze and Caleb Williams. I don't think that they'll be too chalky. I think that they'll be a better GPP play. Where Dak is my quarterback that I put on there for 5,900 just because he's so cheap and he's in such a great spot. I think that he'll ball out like he did last week in a 5,900, getting 24 to 26 points. Pretty solid. For cash game, but I like Caleb at the 300. He's 56, you said?
Yeah, 56.
I like to play GPPs, and I think the 56, I'd take that $300 in savings and use it somewhere else for a GPP. For cash game, yeah. I think Dak's the clear, easy play. But the other three guys that I have are all GPP plays, in my opinion. Michael Pittman's the closest to maybe being close to chalky, but I think he'll still be under 50% owned. So he's kind of in that gray area a little bit. But Pittman's only 4,900 and an amazing spot against Tennessee. And I think that he'll have a really good game there. George Pickens, I think, he's 5,900. CeeDee Lamb's 8,000. I think Lamb will be the chalky option to pair with Dak in a cash game. But for GPP, I think George Pickens could very well give the same kind of production, if not outperform, CeeDee Lamb in this game. I would not be one bit shocked if George Pickens goes off for 20 to 30 points. And at 5,900, that's pretty damn good for the receiving crew. And if you pair he and Pickens together, then you can do all kinds of things with the rest of them. And then my number one GPP play for this week is TJ Hockenson at 3,800. He'll be kind of a security blanket for Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz had, like, he really liked throwing to Zach Ertz when he was in Washington. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember for sure, like, the Colts, when he was there, didn't have a clear cut, like, number one tight end, I don't believe. But I'm pretty sure I remember that he threw the tight end quite a bit when he was there, too. So I think he likes that security blanket. I think that they'll utilize that. And why not when you got a guy who is as great as TJ Hockenson? He has not started out great, so I think he'll be very low-owned, like in the single-digit low-owned type thing.
Yeah.
Below 10%. And I think he could be a huge upside play. He's averaging 3.4 points, fantasy points per game so far this season. I think he's only got like 5 or 6 targets stolen.
Yeah.
He will out-target that in this game. I will be absolutely shocked if he doesn't. My prediction is he has 7 to 8 targets at least.
Yeah. Definitely possible.
And at 3,800, you are not going to get TJ Hockenson less than that or at that price again.
Yep. To start off on the games, Chiefs Giants. I think everybody agrees Chiefs will probably win that one.
Just kidding.
Yeah. I'm not really a fan of many players on that game. I mean, Isaiah Likely is going to be back, but he dislocated his shoulder. I'm
Chiefs
shocked.
Giants?
Yeah. Or not Isaiah Likely, Xavier Worthy. He dislocated his shoulder. I'm shocked that he's already coming back this early.
Is he back? Did they say that for sure?
I think game time decision. He's been questionable all week.
Man, I would not expect him to play, and if he does, I don't know that I would expect much out of him.
No.
But if he does and he looks good, he could, because I really like Hollywood Brown a lot this week.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I think he might be the safer play, because even if Worthy plays, I could see both of them going off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree.
And Pacheco getting some late run in that game. So I like Pacheco as a flex RB3 type guy.
Yeah. Giants run defense did look really rough last week, which actually surprises me with how good that D-line is. It's crazy. I don't know if it's just the players around them just weren't putting in the
Giants
work.
Giants defense just hasn't looked as good as I thought they would yet, period.
Yeah. Cardinals and 49ers. I think that's going to be a surprisingly close game, but I think if Purdy plays, I'd expect the Niners to win. But right now, I think it's questionable if he is. I think it might be a game time decision. If Mac Jones plays, I don't know. I mean, they don't look terrible with Mac Jones. So I guess it's possible that the Niners can beat the Cardinals. If the Cardinals offense is hot today or tomorrow, I could see the Cardinals beating Mac Jones. But I think it also depends on how Purdy plays. I don't know how hurt he is. But a player I think will do good no matter what is, I think, Ricky Pearsall. He had a great game last week. He had a lot of targets. His target share has been great. But, yeah, I expect him to have a pretty good game, especially.
I would expect that Mac Jones plays in this game.
Yeah.
And I like him, but I don't know that, like, there's a whole lot of other quarterbacks I like more.
Yeah.
So I don't know that I would start him, per se. I think it all depends on your quarterback situation. If you draft a quarterback late and you pick Mac Jones up because you don't have Brock Purdy, then play him. Like, I'd be comfortable playing Mac or Purdy. Like, you know, I'd probably be more comfortable playing Mac than Purdy just because of the injury. Like,
yeah.
I would feel like they're rushing Purdy back a little too fast. But I like Ricky Pearsall. Like, that's my – he and CMC I like a lot this week. And I like Benson and – James Conner as well.
Yeah.
In this
game. Mm-hmm. The only thing I'd be really worried about is the Niners' defense. I mean, Fred Warner and Nick Bosa are some players that would definitely, like, I would understand that would make it questionable if you wanted to really, like, put a lot of trust into those two.
Agreed.
Bears-Cowboys. I mean, I have the Bears winning, but it's definitely a toss-up between the two. But a player I really like in that game, Rome Odunze, of course. He's definitely going to have, I would expect, a lot of targets. It's not like the Cowboys have a great secondary. Darren Bland's out for, or is he supposed to be out this week? I know he's hurt.
Sure, let me look real quick.
And Trayvon Diggs hasn't looked great this year so far. I know last week he allowed 108 yards.
I think Diggs will probably be all over DJ Moore, though, too.
Yeah, but yeah, I expect Drum to have a pretty good game. Again, maybe not as good as last week, but still pretty good game.
Deron Bland, I'm not seeing anything yet, buddy.
Maybe I just am seeing things as possible.
I don't think Deron Bland is he's a great guy at picking, like, getting picks. But yeah. I don't think he's, like, a great pass breakup. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's,
I just made up my own word here. But he doesn't, like, strike fear in me the same way Diggs does.
Yeah.
And not that Diggs really strikes all that much fear either.
Mm-hmm.
Star cornerback will miss the matchup due to a foot injury. Bland is out.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, even more of a reason to start Rome, I think.
Man, I mean, unless we're wrong and Diggs is on Rome more, but I just don't see that happening. I think
Caleb's just going to – he don't care. He's just going to keep throwing it to Rome. Because Diggs does also still struggle a bit in that man coverage. So,
I mean, he needs to care about that.
I guess.
Diggs is a far better quarterback than anybody else. Doesn't mean that the other, whoever Diggs is on, isn't going to get targets. It just, I would expect the other one to get more targets.
Because
they're both too talented and they can outperform any of the other.
Yeah. Saints. Oh.
I talked to quite a few about a lot of the guys in that, but I really like Javonte Williams, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Bears run defense, terrible also. Everything on the Bears defense right now is bad.
I'd play him.
Yep.
As an RB2, maybe even an RB1, depending on your running back room. But that's like a poor man's RB1.
Yeah. He's been surprisingly really good this season. So,
yes.
Seahawks, Saints. I have the Seahawks winning. Seahawks defense is pretty good against the pass. So, or at least receiver-wise, tight end-wise, it's that's why I think Juwan Johnson will be pretty good for daily fantasies. But I have the Seahawks winning that one, and I think Kenneth Walker has a really big game with Charbonnet not playing this week, or at least he's doubtful. I expect Kenneth Walker to have a pretty good game last week. I mean, he played pretty good last week, too. So
agreed.
Yeah.
I would expect Kamara to maybe have a big game, too, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Alvin Kamara, Seattle has been very bad against the run and against running backs in fantasy. Yeah. I could see that both of those running backs going off.
Yeah. Broncos, Chargers. I think the Chargers will win that game. Broncos offense hasn't, like, looked the same as it did last year. There's been a couple struggling points. But a player I think will be pretty good is Keenan Allen. Patrick Surtain's probably going to be up against McConkey the whole time. And Keenan Allen's been bringing in targets like crazy this year so far. I think he's been averaging 7-8, which that'd be really good. And I think this is a great game to start him in, as he's shown that he's been pretty good so far. It's looking like he's kind of like back to his old self. I don't know if just like last year was like a fluke for him or what, but he's playing pretty good so far.
I don't think it was a fluke. I think it was he was in Chicago.
Yeah, that's the fluke. Yeah,
but that's not a fluke.
I'd say it's a fluke.
I think that he was misused, but he didn't play well either in Chicago.
Yeah, he had quite a bit of drops.
It makes you wonder why. Like, was there something going on with the coaching? I mean, obviously the coaching.
Well, it's obvious.
Just the overall culture. The way that the Bears have responded to Ben Johnson's, I mean, because there's a whole lot more accountability happening now.
Oh, 100%.
They aren't liking it the way they said they wanted it. And I think that some of those guys are going to weed themselves out.
Yep.
And I think Kane was probably a little more used to the way Ben Johnson.
Yep. You can actually see, like, the frustration with Ben Johnson as the season has come on, like in his pressers and on the field.
Yep. For sure. I like Courtland Sutton in this game some too. To be frank, I like the under. What is it? It's 45 and a half. I like the under in this game. I think that, I don't know that, these are two good defenses.
Yeah.
Like really good defenses.
And you don't think it hurts that Max out for however long he's going to be out for?
No. Not enough.
No.
No. Like, I mean, it's 45 and a half. They could conceivably get over that as a combination. But
yeah,
I like the under. I do like the Chargers in this game as well.
Yeah.
And if it was at Denver, I would like Denver.
Yeah. Raiders, Commanders. This was a hard one because both teams, well, missing Jaden Daniels, that's going to hurt. Marcus Mariota versus Geno Smith. Geno Smith looked horrible last week. Commanders have a decent pass defense, don't they? With Marshawn Lattimore.
I think this is a get-right game for Geno.
Maybe, yeah.
With Jaden Daniels out, I think that the Raiders win this game.
Yeah. It's a toss-up to me, but I like Jacoby Myers this week. I think Jacoby will have a pretty good game.
And I think Ashton Jeanty has a coming-out party.
Yeah.
After being very criticized, but that Raiders offensive line might be the worst in football, and that's saying something because the Giants and the Bears have a pretty piss-poor offensive line still. And that is not performing at all, either one of those.
Mm-hmm.
But the Raiders makes both of them look like all pros.
I mean, I think that was seen in, like, I know that was a huge worry when the preseason started and dude got lit up immediately on a run play, his first run play.
But they just need to, like, he's playing a lot. He's playing a lot of snaps.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. I don't think they're, like, they need to make him a focal point and then let Geno run off of that instead of the other way around. And I don't think that they've made him a focal point. They need to play 12 personnel if you got to. You've got two of the greatest two great tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have both of them. Put a tight pass blocking tight end in there. Put the other one by Bowers or Mayer on the other side so that you have the threat of the pass still too. And and just run the ball and force it down their throats. And then when they're bringing eight men up, okay, play action.
You think Pete Carroll knows this?
I don't understand why they're not playing. Like, the play calling, I think, in Vegas has been absolutely horrible, especially knowing that you have a bad line. There are ways to go around that, and they're not doing that.
Yep, I agree. Colts-Titans. Colts, obviously. I mean, Titans, I'll give you this. Cam Ward has been playing pretty good this season so far. And that crossbody throw, though, that was a beautiful throw.
He's had moments where he's been really good. He has not played really
good. I mean, not really good, but pretty decent for a rookie. He's made some really good plays.
I don't disagree with that.
But
he's completed 50.8% of his passes.
Yeah.
He's got a 69.5 passing rate.
Yeah.
He hasn't thrown a pick. That's great. I'm not trying to be sarcastic. I'm just saying, for fantasy,
a great fantasy. No.
He's been sacked 11 times, the poor guy.
Yeah.
In two games.
It's looking like a bear season.
And I don't think that line is god-awful. So he's a rookie, and he's going to have struggles.
Yeah. And it's not like he has.
But there's some viable players in there.
Yeah.
Pollard hasn't been all that good.
Do you think Callahan gets fired at the end of the season?
Yes.
Yeah.
I hope. I hope that they show some signs. You know what I mean? I don't want to call for. There's very few head coaches that I like. I will call for, hey, man, these guys ain't fired. Last year, Eberflus was one of them. But, I mean, I think Callahan's a good coach. I just don't think that I think he's in over his head. But that's not his fault. They gave him the job.
Huh.
But this was, like, too many times I think head coaches take over teams that just don't have a whole lot of talent. And that's what happened here. This team didn't have a ton of talent, Tennessee. And they're building it back up, but it takes time. And when you're the most important position, they feel like they swung a miss with Levis. And I don't know that they did, but I don't know that they didn't because I don't think that he ever really got a fair shot.
Yeah.
Cam Ward, I think, is getting a fair shot, but it's going to take some time. Like, nobody thought that he was going to come in and just light the world up.
No.
Mm-mm. Like, that's going to be the worst team in the division by far. And maybe the worst division in football. But that doesn't mean that it's going to be a horrible season. It just means that they're growing.
Yep. It's going to start out rough, has been better than I thought they would be.
But I haven't said that. Like, I just said the defense has been better than I thought. Every Indianapolis Colt skill position player is free game for fantasy football this week.
Yep.
Daniel Jones. Jonathan Taylor is a must play, in my opinion. Michael Pittman's a must play. Tyler Warren's a must play. But I think that you could argue that Josh Downs and Alec Pierce might be solid plays, depending on what else you got.
Jets Bucks game. I have the Bucks winning with Tyrod Taylor starting. I think Egbuka is going to have a huge game. Sauce is probably going to be on Mike Evans this entire or for most of the game. That's
I
what
think he'll
it
end up on
like.
Both of them at times.
You think so? But I think so. That's how it's looked so far this entire season.
But I agree, though, Evans will be the priority.
Yeah. Evans has been being covered heavily these last 2 weeks, which has really opened things up for Egbuka. And that's why he's been having these great plays. Yeah, 100%.
At some point, that'll slow. So if you own Mike Evans, don't panic. Unless you're in my league and then trade him to me.
He might even be a buy low at the moment.
I'm buying low all day long right now because it's going to settle out.
Yeah. Teams will start wanting, especially when Chris Godwin gets back. It's definitely going to release some pressure on both of them. Egbuka might be a good call for this week. We'll see if the Jets decide they want to switch things up and do different than other teams are.
I like Bucky Irving a lot, too. He's my third-ranked running back this week behind Bijan and Jahmyr Gibbs.
Mm-hmm.
I have him ahead of CMC, ahead of Derrick Henry, ahead of Cook, ahead of Taylor even. I like Bucky Irving a lot this week.
Yep. Rams and Eagles. Eagles are probably winning this game.
I like Breece Hall a lot, too, for the Jets. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, it's fine. The Bucs defense has been rough this year. That's been a little bit of a shock to me. But yeah. Rams, Eagles. Eagles, of course, probably, most likely. But
I mean,
I want to count the Rams out. Really?
I think it'll be a closer game.
Yeah,
I think
it'll
be
a close
game. But I like the Eagles too.
Yeah.
I just think it'll be closer than some people might think.
Uh-huh.
It's minus 3.5. Tyler Warren he's definitely playing tomorrow.
Tyler Warren is? Good. I would not count out the Rams at all in this game. It's definitely going to be a pass-heavy game for them, I think.
It has to be for them to win that.
So, huge players to be on right now, Devontae and Puka. I think they'll both have really good games this week, just like they did last week. I think Devontae will be a huge red zone target for them. I have a bet with him getting a touchdown as one of my legs in the parlay. So hopefully he gets a touchdown.
I have them as my two of my top 11 receivers this week.
Yeah.
With Puka being number 2 and Adams being number 11.
Yep. I would not expect a huge game from Kyren, though.
Me either.
They just haven't been great running the ball this year. I don't think it's on Kyren. It just hasn't looked great for them so far. Patriots and Steelers. I don't expect this to be a high-scoring game at all.
I do.
You do? But I have the Steelers winning, and I think DK will be a pretty good play for this week.
I think the Patriots win this game.
You think so?
Yep. I do like DK a lot. I like Drake May a lot. My problem with the running back situation is I don't think anybody knows what the hell's going on there.
No.
And so I don't trust Stevenson or Henderson right now to get the bulk of the time. I could see a split. I could see one getting more than the other. I don't know what's going to happen, so I don't like playing either of them if you don't have to.
Yeah.
But I like Kayshawn Boutte a lot this week to go with Drake. And I like Hunter Henry. And on the Steelers side, I love DK. I think you're 100% spot on with that. And I like Jaylen Warren a lot too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hopefully that'll be a good game. I think it really depends on if Rodgers is going to be able to play well. Because last week he sucked. Dude was not good.
But this Patriots defense is not nearly as good as
Seahawks.
Yeah. And the Seahawks aren't too great. They didn't have a great defense either. But the Patriots defense leaves a lot to be desired.
Their pass defense was pretty good. Their rush defense? Yeah. Bengals Vikings. I have Bengals winning. And I think Browning will have another decent to pretty good week.
Man, I don't know. I think push come to shove, I'm going to go with the Vikings, but I could see it going either
way. Yeah.
It's minus 2.5 for the Vikings. I mean, I'd bet the 3.5 or 2.5 for the Cincinnati.
Yeah.
That's not close. I think it's going to be really close. I like the over in that game at 41.5. I know it's two backup quarterbacks, but it's two very experienced backup quarterbacks who had success in the NFL.
And have really good weapons.
It's only 41.5. Like, yeah. I could see that going over 50.
Yeah, and I expect Jamar to have another huge game. He's definitely going to have the targets, probably close to what he had last week, and I think he had the 17 targets. So
I think J.J. and Hockenson both get more targets than what they have been getting to.
Yeah. Texans-Jags, I think Travis Etienne will probably have a really good game. He's been killing it this year, which was quite a shock. I remember everybody thought Bigsby was going to take that starting role. I, too.
For sure.
Then he got traded for like a fifth and a sixth. So, yeah.
It was a great trade for Philly.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think Etienne will have a great week. He's been killing it so far on the ground and in the air. So, I expect them to keep utilizing him.
I like Nico Collins a lot, too, this week.
Yeah. Maybe. They just haven't looked great in the past so far.
Agreed. Jacksonville sucks against the pass.
Yeah. Yeah. Packers, Browns. This hurts to say, but the Packers are winning.
I doubt there's
no chance that the Browns win.
You got to be the biggest homer in the world to not pick that way.
Browns are winning. I'm just kidding.
Do you like, is it with Jaden Reed being hurt?
I don't like them passing.
So, like, not, you don't even like any of the receivers? What if Tucker Kraft is hurt? Like, well, he's hurt.
What do you mean?
What if he doesn't, if Kraft doesn't play with Reed out,
I'm avoiding Jordan Love.
Maybe Matthew Golden kind of breaks out a little bit, finally.
Maybe.
Or where, like, Devontae and Wicks, he kind of catches on a little bit more. Because he's been getting some love, he and Dobbs.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cut down to those three a little bit more now. I mean, you got Savion Williams. And for some reason, Savion Williams is getting more run than Golden was last week after Reed went out. I don't know. But, I mean you got a first-round pick there, man. Why not use him? Obviously, I think the best play for the Packers and less crap plays is Josh Jacobs. But Cleveland's pretty good against the run.
And
don't get me wrong, Green Bay's going to win this game, but I could see this being a bit of an ugly win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think Judy could have a decent game too, because I feel like the Browns are going to have to be passing a lot.
Agreed.
At least they're going to try. We'll see how.
And the Packers are really, really good against the run as well.
Yeah.
Like, this is not a great game for Quinshon Judkins to come out and make his, hey, I'm here. This is not a good game. Yeah.
Not a great
game. Maybe it happens, but I don't, it's not a guy that I want to play this week.
Yep.
And then, I like Samson a little better because of having to pass late.
Yeah.
For that
reason. Yeah. I don't know. It's just going to be an ugly game, probably.
As a buy low GPP play.
Yep.
For Samson.
Falcons, Panthers. I have Falcons winning, of course. Panthers have not looked good at all this season. I mean, maybe JC Horn with that pick, but that's like the only bright spot they've had.
I like the Falcons because of Bijan Robinson.
Oh, 100%. Bijan's gonna probably light it up. I don't expect the Panthers really to score much. Falcons defense has been surprisingly pretty good this season. They've been killing it. So I don't see the Panthers scoring much, which is going to lead to Falcons trying to run the clock down and Bijan getting more touches, probably Algier too.
If Hubbard's one of your top two running backs, play him. But if you got somebody else to play, I'd play him. The only guy that I like is maybe Jatavion Sanders.
Yeah.
Maybe. And then Tedrone McMillan
for the
Panthers. I like everybody for Atlanta.
Yeah.
Except Penix. Let's wait and see. I think there's so many other options quarterback-wise. Penix has got to prove it first. But I like Drake. Like, I think that there's some good options there.
Mm-hmm.
I even play Kyle Pitts.
Yeah. Darnell Mooney.
I don't know that you need to go that deep. I think there's so many other options receiver-wise that I wouldn't trust Mooney unless you need to.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing against Mooney. I don't trust the Penix.
That's how I was feeling. Like, he had a really good connection with Kirk, surprisingly. Kirk really targeted Mooney quite a bit when he first started there.
Since you brought Kirk up real quick, there's a lot of people, reports coming out that they think that Kirk is done.
Really?
That's why people aren't wanting to trade for him.
But then
you see that Atlanta doesn't want to trade him. So
they don't?
Yeah, that's there's a lot of conflicting reports.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
Who knows what's true, not true.
Right.
Ravens and Detroit. I have Ravens winning, but this is going to be a shootout.
Agreed.
If anything's a shootout, this is a shootout. I will take the over on any score. I would take it over 60.
It's 53 and a half right now.
I'm taking it over 53 and a half.
It makes me wonder if it's going to close like at 55, 55 and a half, something like that.
But
it's a line that I want to watch.
Yeah. Zay Likely, I think if he comes back, I expect him to have a good game. Mark Andrews has been non-existent in this offense.
Yeah, they haven't. Yeah.
See, that just makes me feel like I am correct about Isaiah Likely this year.
I mean, I don't know. Like, is it because they're just not looking at the running back or the tight end? Or is it because they don't trust him?
I guess we'll see.
With Likely coming back.
If he does, I think it's still questionable. But if he does,
and when he does, because he's going to at some point, and they look towards him, I think it becomes a trust issue with Andrews.
Yep.
If they don't, then it's because they've got two great receivers and they don't have to utilize it as much anymore.
Yep. Steehoff's been pretty hot,
Hawkins
too.
Hawkins is a stud in the red zone. An absolute stud. And Flowers, he's been pretty darn good himself. Eric Henry was non-existent in the last game, and they, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think he probably has another revenge game.
I think Derrick Henry goes all mad.
Yeah, he ain't happy. There's no way he is. I mean, even Swift had a somewhat-ish decent game. He had 5 yards per carry last week. DeAndre Swift had 5 yards per carry.
Yeah, he sucks.
So, yeah, very bad. He's terrible.
I think both offenses go off in this game.
Oh, 100%. Pretty much any. Most players are probably going to have a good game this week.
I picked JMO. Detroit.
I think Tesla could even have a touchdown.
I think Detroit wins the game.
Really? I don't know. I mean, it's possible that the Ravens choke, but I think it's
a close game, but I think that they win.
Yeah.
And both teams are over 30.
Yep. Yeah.
I'll be disappointed if
I'm
that doesn't
happen. I'm excited for that one. Yeah. Hopefully it does. I'm excited for that game. I'll probably watch it. I'll stay up late, watch that one.
I think we went over some of it. But just to make sure, Emeka Ibuka is questionable with hip and groin injuries. He was able to return to limited practice. I think he'll probably play, but I mean, that's still a possibility. Like you said, Charbonnet is doubtful. J.J. McCarthy out. We talked about that. Purdy, it sounds like he's doubtful. I don't expect Purdy to play. I would trust the Mac Jones. But I like Mac as the top backup of the guy because there's a lot of backup quarterback playing this week. And I like Mac Jones the best in the best spot. But I also would if you have to play like you're in a super flex league, I think playing Jake Browning and or Carson Wentz are solid plays too.
Yep.
Tucker Kraft, that's going to be a big deal, I think, if he doesn't play. And I still would expect 100%. The Packers to win, but I think it'll be in a much uglier fashion than if he does play.
Yep.
I think that's it. I thought there was more, but I guess not. My bad, man.
It's fine. thank you guys for tuning in. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and leave a review. If you're watching on YouTube, like, subscribe, and leave a comment on what you think about this episode. Thank you.